Nolte, Fact Check, 1,000 Layoffs in Single Day Proves Trump Media Boom is Fake News. By John Nolte on January 25, 2019. Let me start by conveying a heartfelt message to the 1,000 journalists who were laid off on Thursday. I want all of you to know that I feel as awful about you losing your jobs as you would if everyone here at Breitbart News lost their jobs. No, I mean that. Sincerely. We are all human beings here, and some things just need to be said. In fact, let me go even further with this. I feel as badly about you losing your jobs as you felt for all those coal miners who lost their jobs during the Obama era. That's from me to you. That's fair, real. That's from the heart. 1,000 journalists lost their jobs on Thursday. In a single day, 1,000 journalists were sent packing. The far-left conspiracy site BuzzFeed laid off 220, which is 15% of its staff. Verizon wiped out 800 media jobs, including an entire division at the Huffington Post, and America's largest newspaper chain, Gannett, let go dozens across the country. And yet, how many establishment media outlets have spent the last 2 years bragging about the Trump media boom? How long have we been hearing the media troll and taunt Trump with stories like this one from Forbes? Love it or hate it, the Trump show has been very good for media business. It might drive many in the media and even more of their readers and viewers crazy to admit it. But 2 years of Donald Trump as president has been very good for their journalism, and even better for their company bottom lines, if not necessarily for the nation's future. But in fact, ratings and revenues have been great for many of Trump's biggest targets. His polarizing language and aggressive courting of his conservative base helping clarify how people stand on many formerly complicated and nuanced issues. Or this one from CNBC. Trump's fake news fight has helped media ratings and readership. The midterm elections are approaching this year. A new storyline of Democrats trying to win control of Congress is continuing to emerge. It's only going to add fuel to the Trump storylines, which means, buckle up, we're in for even more political coverage. And it's all good news ahead for the media business. Or this one from the far-left Axios, Emphasis Original. Cable news is setting records, books are hot again. Newspapers are racking up the digital subscriptions and an op-ed is a hot gossip topic, all because of the national obsession with the Trump show. The Trump boom is fueling both old and new media. For now, they're adding staff and products to cover the story of a lifetime and to feed an insatiable appetite for Trump. Is there nothing the media won't lie about? The impulse makes sense. Trump treats the establishment media with the contempt it so richly deserves. So them responding with, "Nanny nanny boo boo, you're making us stronger," makes perfect sense. But just like everything else the media report, this too is fake news. Update, and now this has happened during the Trump media boom, the newseum is closing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.